Let's move now to China's far western borderlands. For centuries, they've been inhabited by nomadic herders, Tibetans, Mongols, Kazakhs among them. In recent years, the Chinese government has launched an ambitious and controversial program aimed at trying to modernize these areas and move the nomads into permanent settlements. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story of one Tibetan family, a family that tried the settled city life, but has decided to move back to the grasslands.
Tibetans gather in a circle and do traditional dances in the downtown area of Yushu. It's a prefecture in western Qinghai province where more than 95% of residents are ethnic Tibetans. Yushu has made quite a comeback since 2010. I came here then to report on a devastating earthquake that killed around 3,000 people. Now the place bustles with new construction and new residents. Jashi Tsering is a former drokpa, or nomad, who moved into town in 1999. I visited him and his family in their clean and modern apartment with a big screen TV and a bottle of Jack Daniels set on a shelf. But Trashi says he plans to leave the apartment next year and go back to what he's done for most of his 59 years, herding yaks. He says city life is okay, but he just doesn't have the skills he needs to afford it.
The housing and subsidies the government gives us are great. We've got bathrooms, heat, and running water, but they all cost a lot. On the grasslands, we burn yak dung for fuel and we drink milk, all for free. It's not as comfortable, but there's less economic pressure on us.
Jashi took out a loan to pay for his current apartment. He plans to pay it off by producing and selling his own yak meat, yak butter, and yak yogurt.
A lot of products for sale in the cities these days are bogus. Consumers get a bad deal when they pay for these processed foods. I'd like to sell them the real thing.
And he'd like to eat the real thing. Unlike urbanites, Tibetan nomads don't grow or eat many vegetables. They mostly eat barley, yak, and yak products. Jashi spoons me out a dollop of unprocessed yogurt, and it is the thickest, creamiest, sourest stuff I've ever had. Jashi explains that he moved into town so that his children could get an education. Now he says he's moving out, in a sense, to continue their education.
I want to show my children who have graduated from college how our ancestors have lived for generations. I want them to see that education can help them make it. But if they are unable to put the knowledge they've gained to use, they can always return to the grasslands.
Jashi Tsering and his children grew up in vastly different circumstances. Sichen Randi is Jashi's son. Unlike his father, he went to college where he majored in Chinese, the language that any Tibetan who wants to get a good job in China these days needs to learn. But he says that's not all there is to learn.
Now that I've studied other ethnic groups' knowledge and language, I must not forget my own people's culture. I think my dad's idea is great.
As of the end of last year, Qinghai officials say they've settled just over half of the roughly 500,000 Tibetan nomads in the province. Human rights groups say that the policy is coercive and undermines Tibetans' culture and identity. In fact, Jashi and his family and many other Tibetans have got a foot in two worlds, one in the towns and another out on the grasslands. Jashi says he's just trying to help his children enjoy the benefits of modernization without forgetting their Tibetan cultural roots. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.